Scientific breakthroughs can come from the most surprising places. A new drama set in the 1940s explores a real-life innovation developed by two amateurs, a Hollywood starlet and an avant-garde composer. WNYC's Ilya Marritz brings us this glimpse of the play Frequency Hopping.
It's a heck of an invented excuse to meet someone, and a heck of a person to be making excuses. Hedy Lamarr. In the golden age of Hollywood, some called her the most beautiful woman in the world. At the start of the play Frequency Hopping, it's 1940. Hedy Lamarr summons a B-list scientific dabbler to her home, ostensibly for advice on enhancing her figure.
My breasts?
Your breasts, they are too small?
Go on.
Well, they don't really have to be, you know? You are...
The dabbler is George Antheil. He's a respected composer with a sideline writing articles on the endocrine system. But her C cups aren't Hedy Lamarr's real reason for calling him. She wants his brain for a dazzlingly ambitious project to help the Allies win the war by developing an advanced torpedo signaling code. They test her idea in the bathtub. Instead of Americans versus Germans, it's rubber ducky versus lipstick.
Okay, so sink my U-boat.
Using...
radio-controlled rockets by Max Factor.
The Lamarr-Antheil secret communication system is now recognized as being frequency-hopping spread spectrum.
Elise Singer, the writer and director of the play Frequency Hopping. The technology, also known as frequency hopping, is still with us today. It's used in cell phones and wireless devices. But during World War II, Lamarr and Antheil conceived it as a system of torpedo guidance. They figured that if you could rapidly switch the radio frequencies used to guide Allied missiles in a way that seemed random but really wasn't, the Axis forces wouldn't be able to jam those missiles. Although neither of them had scientific training, both inventors had special know-how. Before emigrating to America from her native Austria, Lamarr had been living a story straight out of Hollywood. She was the trophy bride of Fritz Mondel, an unscrupulous Vienna arms dealer.
When she was married to him, she became privileged to all this secret information, specifically information about radar. She knew what the Germans were working on, and she wanted to counteract it.
Antheil was a composer who understood automation and robotics. He'd written the Ballet Mécanique, a soundtrack for 16-player pianos. Over the course of a year, Lamarr and Antheil devised their secret communication system. They used cards with punched holes, like player piano rolls. In 1942, they received a patent, but when they brought it to the U.S. Navy, Lamarr was told she could be more useful to them selling kisses for war bonds. Elise Singer.
It really is kind of a geek love story. In another era, you know, she might have been, you know, a great electrical engineer.
I think we should put additional condensers in the transmitting station. More than in the receiver.
Singer admits the romantic element of her play is pure speculation. But isn't a secret communication system based on signals a deliciously romantic idea?
What do you suggest?
Something that would let both sides know they were tuned into the same frequency.
For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.
Frequency Hopping is playing now at the Three-Legged Dog Arts Center in downtown Manhattan.